White. Elmshaven, St. Helena, California, April 6, 1905. Elder W.C. White. I have just received a letter from Elder Ballinger, written from Paradise Valley. I think a similar one came to you and is being forwarded in this mail. I have been thinking in regard to the purchase of the land of which Brother Ballinger writes, on which are a packing house, two dwelling houses, and a barn, all of which can now be secured for $3,500. Do you not think it best to secure this property? It seems so to me. Unless we take immediate steps to secure this property, the price may be raised. Brother Burden writes from Glendale that the sanitarium there is crowded to its utmost capacity, and they have been obliged to put off some applicants because they had not sufficient room for their accommodation. He says that had we waited until now before purchasing the Glendale Sanitarium, it could not be secured for less than $20,000, as the recent rains have so raised the price of land. Did I send you a copy of the letter I received from Brother Ballinger a few days ago? I cannot find it. Brother Ballinger has written no particulars regarding the work at Paradise Valley for some time. For a few days, I have been having some trouble with my hip. Last night I slept but little, but slept a little before dinner today. I hope Sister Hall will remain with us for a time. I do not think it will be my duty to go to the General Conference. The long distance to travel is not the greatest consideration, but there will be the difficulty of securing proper conveniences, and there will be many perplexities to be met that will tax my mind. I have had presentations regarding the deceptions that Satan is bringing in at this time. I have been instructed that we should make prominent the testimony of some of the old workers who are now dead. Let them continue to speak through their articles, as found in the early numbers of our papers. These articles should now be reprinted, that there may be a living voice from the Lord's witnesses. The history of the early experiences in the message will be a power to withstand the masterly ingenuity of Satan's deceptions. This instruction has been repeated recently. I must present before the people the testimonies of Bible truth and repeat the decided messages given years ago. I desire that my sermons given at camp meetings and in churches may live and do their appointed work. There will be constant warfare with seducing spirits that will bring in theories to counteract the truth of God. All who turn from the warnings that God sends them will be linked up with these seducing agencies. Every soul must be wide awake. The science of the Lord Jesus Christ will teach us to awake. The science of the Lord Jesus Christ will teach us to abhor all dishonesty and prevarication and every form of iniquity. Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. John 3, verse 3. Whosoever is born of God doth not commit sin. 1 John 3, verse 9. I must get this copied now so it may go in this mail.